I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Evangenitals are a thoroughly eclectic band founded by playwright and director Julie Crockett, along with jazz and gospel vocalist Lisa D. Their music has been described as ranging from truck stop lullabies to klezmer punk jazz, ballads and barn burners to hillbilly stomp. On their new album, Moby Dick, they've brought Herman Melville's classic novel into the musical realm, and the Evangenitals are here in the KLCC studios in trio form, including Julie Crockett on guitar and vocals, Jolie Maramba on bass and vocals, and Danny Graziani on violin. They're performing at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove tonight, May 22nd, and in Bend at Worthy Brewing as the Crockett Family Band on Sunday, May 24th. Thanks for being here.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
So no actual whales were harmed in the making of this Moby Dick record, right?
None at all. In fact, they were hugged and loved.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that musically, shall we? What's the first song you're going to have here for us?
This is the final song on the album, actually. It's a love song inspired by the character of Queequeg from Moby Dick.
Is it thinking?
Queque.
Evangenitals live in the KLCC studios with Queque from Moby Dick, or The Album, their new release. They're performing tonight at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove at 8:30 and in Bend at Worthy Brewing on Sunday, May 24th as the Crockett Family Band. Julie, I know you did a stage adaptation of Moby Dick as well, correct?
I did.
So how does this album relate to what you did on stage? One seems to have led to the other somehow.
It did. Years ago, Queque was actually the first song that I ever wrote. So I've had a long relationship with the subject matter. And then I actually got my master's degree in directing theater. And my thesis in graduate school was in a play inspired by Moby Dick that was called Or the Whale. And there was no whale in the play. It was a love story about Ahab and his leg. A very trippy, experimental theater kind of thing. And that play actually got published by Delirey Press recently. So with this beautiful illustrated volume of the text from the play, and it's a publishing company out of Singapore. And so in the same year, my Moby Dick album and my Moby Dick play both got released. So I look like a thoroughly obsessed individual.
Is that correct or incorrect?
It's pretty correct. It's pretty correct. I mean, I am obsessed. I mean, I'm obsessed with many things. I also wrote a play about Don Quixote, but evidently I have a great love for epic things of epic proportion and stories of obsession and passion and I find those very inspirational and obviously very rich subject matter. There's so many feelings that come from that. But the whole of the play pretty much is contained in the first song of the Moby Dick album, which is a love song called Ahab's Leg. So that's pretty much what the play was about.
Evangenitals live in the KLCC studios, live at Axe and Fiddle tonight in Cottage Grove and in Bend at Worthy Brewing on Sunday. What's the next song you're going to drop into?
This is another one from the Moby Dick record, which we were almost finished with the record, and then Joey and I were talking because the record was produced by Joey and my husband, Michael Feldman, who plays keyboard on it, and we recorded the whole thing in our house, and which was awesome. We just pretty much took a year and totally freaked out on this album. And and right when we were almost done, we were like, oh, we wish there was just some like edgier kind of track or something on there. And I had long had this song in my head that was just a song about turbulence, because I'm a big geek and I'm into the scientific phenomenon of turbulence as this unpredictable, magical thing that physicists can't figure out. So I'd had this song. So we threw a couple of Moby Dick references in it and made it work for the record. So we're like, and sold. And we made a music video for this song that's on YouTube that's pretty awesome and ridiculous. But the song is called Turbulent Flow. You can't contain this, that ain't the way that it works. A freak eruption of convulsions and a series of jerks. You can't explain this, it's just a matter of fact. No mathematic apparatus can predict my attack. Can nobody stop this flow? Where it's going, no one knows. You think you know me, but all you know is my name. And my momentum has a system that nobody can tame. A situation that one can never rehearse. The metamorphosis transforms us till the black bubble bursts. Can't stand the flux? Well, that's the crux. This ain't no static, this is turbulent flow. Oh, can't nobody stop this flow? Where it's going, no one knows. Can't nobody stop this flow? Where it's going, no one knows. A generation of vortex stretching in whirls. It's my spasmodic diatonic that will get you the girls. It's a gyration, chaotic eddies and flows. Whose complicated variation patterns God only knows. Feel the vibration of the hammer that hit when Tashtigo took the Seahawk to the bottomless pit. Stop this flow, it's a sensation. Where it's going,
and no one knows your generation. Can nobody stop this flow as this vibration? Where it's going, no one knows. The station, don't like the bugs. Well, that's the crux. So try your lungs, cause static sucks. Don't like the bugs. Well, that's the crux. Cause static sucks. Can nobody stop this flow? It's a sensation. Where it's going, no one knows your generation. Can nobody stop this flow as this vibration? Where it's going, no one knows. Can't change the station. Oh, this ain't no static, this is turbulent flow. Where it's going, no one knows.
Evan Genitals, Julie Crockett, Joey Marumba, and Danny Graziani live in the KLCC studios. Turbulent Flow from Moby Dick or the album. Well, you have such eclectic influences in this band. It's all over the map, which I love. But is there a thread that holds it all together from your perspective?
Smits and
Can. That's been the theme. I think some of it is... I was born in Alabama, so it's funny, when I started singing songs, everything kind of comes out a little country. So I find, and then I come from this theater background, so I have this sense of really wanting to take people on a journey and a story that, and having that desire for greater dynamics and experience. But I find one of the great things with kind of folk and country and bluegrass music is we can kind of work on people and take them to really weird places, and then we're like, okay, now play a country song, and it kind of brings everybody back. Like, it's very like base level, like, all right, we're going back to earth now, but we do some serious space jams and stuff like that. And I think somehow the through line in some ways is me, because I write all the songs, and some of it is somehow filtered through my personality. But people who see the band, it sounds really complicated, and it's super annoying when you're like a multi-hyphenate band where you're like, we're this and this and this, and we're really hard to explain, and you wouldn't understand, and you just have to hear it. And that's super annoying, I know, but anybody who sees our band, it strangely makes sense. And then and we've been described as a band that people who love country music love us, and people who hate country music love us. So we're like a great country music introductory course for people.
You're part of that great ongoing music tradition of bands who don't like to be classified and can't be classified, and the music industry that wants to classify everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time is Ween. And that's the thing. They just had this incredibly long career of absolutely genre shifting, couldn't care less about any of it, and you can just tell, when I would go and see them live, you can just tell they're having the time of their life, and they're having that fully embodied satisfaction of like jazz or something, where you're just like totally expressing yourself and unlimited and unbounded by any area you want to go into. And that's something that I definitely embrace.
The Evan Genitals, live in the KLCC studios, live at Axe and Fiddle tonight, and in Bend at Worthy Brewing on Sunday. Well, you have one more unclassifiable song for us here?
This one probably is classifiable. This one's very, this is very roots, to the root. This is a song called Bad Town. You know the place.
Yes.
All right. See that man with golden tooth, he's got rhinestones in his boots, oh Lord, he's a bad one.
that lady sitting over there with the painted face and the perfumed hair. Oh, Lord, she's a bad one. And this is bad town. Everybody in this town is bad. Don't fool around, son. Don't fool around, cause fooling's bad. Everybody in this town is bad. Everybody born in this town, born bad. That man there's my mayor. That man there's my priest. That man there gave birth to me. And that man, Staggerly, it's a bad, 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 bad town. It's a bad, 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 bad town. Cause this is bad town. Everybody in this town is bad. Don't fool around, son. Don't fool around, cause fooling's bad. Everybody in this town is bad. Everybody born in this town, born bad. Every mother's daughter and every dad. Everybody in this town is bad. Tough as nails, and all the chickens are cocks. It's a bad, 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 bad town. It's a bad, 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 bad town. Cause this is bad town. Everybody in this town is bad. Don't fool around, son. Don't fool around, cause fooling's bad. Everybody in this town is born bad. Every mother, daughter, and every dad. Everybody in this town is bad.
The Evangenitals, occasionally known as the Crockett Family Band, in trio form here in the KLCC studios. Julie Crockett on guitar and vocals, Joey Maramba on bass, sometimes bowed, and Danny Graziani on violin and mandolin. They're touring behind their Melville-inspired album, Moby Dick, or The Album. They'll be live at the Axe and Fiddle tonight in Cottage Grove at 8:30, a free show. They're also at Worthy Brewing in Bend on Sunday, May 24th. For more information on the show tonight, axeandfiddle.com, and more on the band, evangenitals.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Yee-hee. Yee-hoo.